City of Jamestown moves to authorize contract for pop-up demonstration. Public meeting set to discuss Streeter Interchange Bridge. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The community of Jamestown will be encouraged to join in a pop-up demonstration put on by Jamestown Parks and Rec through the NDDOT in September. The project was discussed during the Jamestown Finance and Legal Committee meeting Tuesday evening. City Engineer Travis Dillman stated there would be cones, crossing guards, and signage at the event.
To try and have this as the first phase of a route, and then my belief from what Park and Rec wants to do, if this is effective, then they're going to actually look at a grant to try and make this a long-term trail that would actually try and connect that whole northeast and have a large loop as far as walking trails.
Two Rivers Activity Center Facilities Manager Amy Walters is helping oversee the event.
In our Parks and Recreation survey, it was very apparent that the community is looking for connectivity of our trails and paths. We really have some great trails, wonderful paths, but they're not connected to each other. Sometimes it's hard to get to them. And so we're working on that with this project.
Read the full story at NewsDakota.com. A public meeting is set for August 26th at Medina City Hall to discuss proposed improvements to the Streeter Interchange Bridge on Exit 228 on I-94. The NDDOT reports that the meeting will cover improvements and detour routes for the Streeter Interchange. The NDDOT says they'll look at replacing the existing structure and the partial regrading of the ramps and approach roadways. Find more information again at NewsDakota.com. A major donor to the University of North Dakota who had threatened to stop sending money in a dispute with the former president says she will fund the school's hockey facilities and Ralph Engelstad Arena through September 2030. Engelstad Foundation trustee Chris Engelstad McGarry said Tuesday that she appreciates interim president Joshua Wynn's leadership. McGarry's late father, Ralph Engelstad, donated money to build the $110 million arena. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.